Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you. We thank God for everyone that has tuned in this evening to share with Pastor Jasper and I in the study of the all-powerful, all-sustaining, hallelujah, Word of God. We thank God for his presence here with us always. Nothing like the presence of God, because without God's presence, there is nothing that we would be able to do. And we give God all the praise and give him all the honor and all the glory. We thank God for our Covenant Fellowship Church under the leadership of Pastor Ruth W. Smith and Bishop Kevin Jones. And again, we thank God for you taking your time to be able to tune in to our radio broadcast and join us in the study of God's Word. We also want to acknowledge those of us that support New Seasons Ministries with your financial donations and your gifts that allow us to make this broadcast and all that we do for the kingdom of God and advancing his kingdom possible. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And to those that also listen in, if you haven't, and if you would like to support our ministry, we ask that you share your tax-deductible donation at newseasonmin.org. Again, that's newseasonmin.org. And we thank you in advance for supporting this kingdom work. Now, we're going to go ahead and get started tonight, hallelujah, with a song of praise as we usher in the presence of God. And then Pastor Jasper is going to share with you a word of prayer. And we ask that you join in. And then we are going to get started in the word that the Lord has laid on my heart for a time such as this. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on.
Glory. after this. We thank God for that. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for life, health, and strength, Father. We thank you for your Holy Word, your Holy Spirit, Father. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy. Thank you for your compassion that I knew every morning. We thank you, Lord, for your patience and understanding all that we do to bring honor and glory to your holy divine name. We pray for the God, Yahweh, the God, Jehovah. We pray for the God of Elohim. Pray for God of Almighty, Lord. Pray God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And our God, our Heavenly Father, today. Lord, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. We pray for your holy word that one with God bring for your world tonight, Father, and give clarity and understanding, feel your might, feel your power, Father, Lord, that you bring forth your word to feed your lamb, to feed your sheep on this hour, Father, and let your will be done to your honor, to your praise, and to your glory. We call that in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and dive into the Word of God. And Heavenly Father, I ask that you just strip me of myself,
yes,
Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you for your fresh anointing,
praise
Lord
your
God, and your power, Heavenly Father,
yes.
Lord God. Thank you that you have prepared the hearts and minds of those that will receive your Word, Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God, that you allow me to deliver your Word with anointing, power, and authority, Father.
Yes, Lord, yes.
And for that, we give you, Lord, all the praise,
yes,
all the honor, and all the glory. And we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen,
amen. Amen.
Well, I ask you tonight, if you will gather together your Bible and your pen and paper and want to take any notes, and the Lord has laid on my heart a message that has a bit of an unusual title. And the title of this message is, It's Okay to Be a Little Violent Sometimes. It's okay to be a little violent sometimes.
Right now.
And we're going to talk about holy violence.
Make it plain. Praise God.
Praise God. And our scripture text is Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, and it reads, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent taketh it by force. Praise God for the reading and hearing and understanding of his word.
Thank you, Lord.
In the days of John the Baptist and Jesus Christ, people would vehemently push their way through the throng to get to hear the preaching of John the Baptist. And though many had traveled great distances, people often violently pressed their way through crowds to hear the teachings of Jesus Christ. Their determination to see Jesus, to be touched by his healing hand, sometimes left those who got in the path of these believers literally trampled underfoot. They allowed nothing to stop them from hearing the teaching of the Savior. Nothing prevented them from being in his presence. As it was, the believers during those days, the days of John the Baptist and Jesus Christ, so we too must be passionate about the work of the kingdom and that which God has called us to do. The work of the kingdom has no place for passive and apathetic Christians, because indeed there is a war that's going on. We must be mindful that just as there is a physical realm,
yes,
in which we live,
uh-huh,
there is also a very real spiritual realm, a heavenly realm, where there exists godly angels but also demonic angels with wicked devices.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 tells us, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers of darkness, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. I'm going to read that. That came from the NIV version. And I'm going to read that same scripture in your hearing from the King James Version. And it reads, as a matter of fact, I'm going to start one verse before. It says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Mm-hmm.
Saints, there's a war going on. As Walter Hawkins would say, there's a war going on, and if you want to win, you better make sure that you got Jesus deep down within. For this battle cannot be won with bullets and guns. For the enemy you cannot see with human faculties. For we wrestle but against, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against the rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It's a fact that Satan's on your track. And suddenly, without any warning, he'll launch his attack. Oh, this is what you have to know. You can't fight this battle on your own. You need the power of God rooted and grounded in your life. This is what the Bible says. We need the armor, the whole armor of God, so we can walk right, talk right, live right, pray right. Oh, saints. There's a war going on. 1 Peter 5 and 8 tells us to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. If I had to be charged was taking down a roaring lion, I plan to win. I'm going to prepare with weapons that meet the intensity of the fight. I'm not simply going to prepare for a fist fight when I am faced with taking down a roaring lion. I'm gathering together weapons. I'm forming an army that's going to aid me in the fight. I'm going into warrior mode. Oh, yes, I am. This battle is not a spectator sport. You've got to fight for your spiritual, physical, and mental well-being. You've got to fight for your family. You've got to stand against wicked devices in this world that impact you and the others you love and care about. Newsflash, say, it's okay to become a little violent sometimes. Know that in Christ, this battle has already been won in the spirit. Read to the end of the book of Revelations and you'll see that we win. Yet as Christians, because we live in a world where we will face tribulation, where we will encounter attacks from our adversary, we must sometimes take on a mantle of holy violence. We must put on a warrior spirit and recognize our weapons of warfare Why? Because it's okay to become a little violent sometimes. We do not have to lay down and allow Satan to run rampant over our lives. With this holy violence, we must put up resistance. James 4 and 7 tells us that you are to submit yourselves, therefore, to God. And do what? Resist the devil. And then he will. He will. Notice it did not say he might, but he will flee from you. If you're going to put up resistance, we must know the weapons of our warfare that are at our disposal. Any successful war strategist prepares and plans out a strategy before entering the battle. Here's a relevant story that I want to share with you. Recently, National Geographic ran an article about the Alaskan bull moose. The males of the species, they battle for dominance during the fall breeding season, literally going head-to-head with antlers crunching together as they collide. Often the antlers, which are their only weapons, are broken. That ensures defeat. The heftiest moose with the largest and strongest antlers actually triumph. Therefore, the battle fought in the fall is really won during the summer when the moose continually eat, because the one that consumes the best diet for growing antlers and gaining weight will be the heavyweight in the fight. Those that eat inadequately sport weaker antlers and less bulk. Well, there's a lesson here for us to learn. Spiritual battles await. Satan will choose a season to attack. We will be victorious. Will we be victorious or will we fail? Much depends on how we prepare for the war before it actually begins. So tonight, I have come to you to identify 10 essential weapons of spiritual warfare. We will not get through all 10 tonight, so there will be multiple sessions to this message. God has given us everything we need to wage war and win the battle. In fact, we are already declared the winner. We are already more than conquerors.
Mm-hmm.
Overcomers.
Amen.
And victorious in God.
Yes.
He has already provided us with an arsenal of spiritual weapons.
Amen.
At our disposal. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 tells us, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or earthly weapons, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. So these 10 powerful weapons are as such. The first one is the presence of God. The presence of God. Number two is the name of Jesus. Number three is the word of God. Then we have the blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the enduring faith that moves mountains. I'm talking about the weapons of warfare that are in your arsenal. Prayer and fasting, praise and worship, the tongue which holds the power of life and death, and the whole armor of God. to repeat these 10, so I'm going to go over them quickly again. The presence of God. Praise God. The name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. The word of God.
Mm-hmm.
The blood of Jesus.
Okay.
The Holy Spirit. Enduring faith that moves mountains. Prayer and fasting. Praise and worship. The tongue, which has the power of life and death, and the whole armor of God. 10 powerful weapons of spiritual warfare. Tonight, praise God, we're going to talk about three. The first three. Number one, the presence of God. The presence of God. The power of God's presence to live an overcoming life. God's presence is the essential element that must be present for every other weapon of spiritual warfare to work effectively. You don't have God's presence,
mm-hmm.
then you may as well take the other weapons of warfare and set them aside. You must have the presence of God in your life.
Amen.
Salvation in Jesus Christ in order for these spiritual weapons of warfare to work effectively. The greater the presence of God in our lives, the more we are at peace and the more we can be at rest in him. Exodus 33 and 14 says, and he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give you rest. In his presence, nothing of the enemy can remain. Light always extinguishes darkness. In the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant represented the presence and power of God. Let me teach a little bit. Read Exodus chapter 25 at your leisure. As long as the children of Israel maintained the Ark of the Covenant, they were victorious in battle. Yet, when the Ark was not in their presence, not in their possession, they were defeated. This is a model for us. God is omnipresent. That means he's all present at all times. Yet for the new covenant believer, God has chosen to allow his spirit to dwell in us through the power of his Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6 and 19. We are the temple. Like the disciples on the day of Pentecost, God endows believers ready to receive with his Holy Spirit power from on high. Author Daniel Hyde, in his article entitled The Ark of the Covenant and God's Presence with Us, states that being endowed with power from on high simply means that God endows or gives or bestows upon us a gift that gives us a power to do something that we could not do without it. Namely, God gives the believer the power needed to withstand and stand against the forces of evil and any arrows that the adversary may shoot our way. The presence of God is that divine hedge of protection described in the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 10, that God has placed around us and our families, a barrier, weapon of spiritual presence of God, a powerful spiritual weapon of warfare. Number two, the name of Jesus. In addition to the presence of God, another weapon of warfare is the name of Jesus. Jesus is a name unlike no other name found in heaven or on earth. It is the name that has been exalted above all names. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
At the name of Jesus, demons tremble. At the name of Jesus, Jesus is that strong tower where saints run in and are saved. At the name of Jesus, lives are changed.
Praise God.
Souls are set free.
Hallelujah.
Bodies are healed.
Yes.
We're talking about the name that's above all names. Acts 4:12 reads like this, and it says, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. We're talking about the name of Jesus.
Yes.
John 14:13 says, whatever you ask in my name, this is Jesus speaking, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. We're talking about the name of my Savior tonight, the name of Jesus. With these two powerful spiritual realities alone, the presence of God and the name of Jesus, our arsenal of weapons for warfare are more than able to resist and destroy the powers of darkness. There is nothing and no one that can stand against the power of our God. The third weapon of spiritual warfare that I'd like to talk with you about this evening is the Word of God. Oh, we've got the presence of our God. We've got the name of Jesus, and we've got the Word of God. The Word of God, or the Holy Scriptures, are God-breathed instructions. God's Word is a powerful weapon of spiritual warfare. Study sources of Hebrews 4:12 describes the Word of God as living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart.
My God.
Nothing but the Word of God has the power to penetrate and divide the soul and the spirit. Not even the most skilled surgeon can do that.
All right, man.
We're talking about the power of the Word of God.
Amen.
To divide the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Word of God is compared in this scripture to a double-edged sword. So, of course, in my desire and quest for knowledge, I wanted to find out more about this double-edged sword. It says that it would be used, a double-edged sword would be used in battle to engage enemies approaching from both sides of the fight. Have you ever been in a battle where it seemed using this two-edged sword that's able to engage enemies from any side that they may approach.
Mm-hmm.
This is the power of the Word of God. It is effective, hallelujah, in the lives of the sinner, and it's effective in the lives of the saints.
Amen.
We're talking about a two-edged sword in the spirit that penetrates, the two-edged sword that divides, the two-edged sword that cuts in any direction. Well, what do you mean, Pastor Constant, by it penetrate? Glad to ask that question. His word can cut through culture, habits, biases, preconceptions, and doubts to speak to the innermost part of us, whether we are righteous or even to those that are sinners. When people hear his word preached with power, they're often pierced in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God goes forth, and it's going to accomplish whatever purpose it has been sent and purpose to accomplish.
Amen.
It pierces the heart, causing a desire to repent. In fact, the word of God has a more powerful effect on people's minds and is one of the catalysts for developing faith. The word of God also divides. God's word can separate truth from error.
Amen.
And divide asunder all the cunning and the snares and wiles of the devil. It can help us identify half-truths and complications that cloud our thinking by setting them up against God's plan and precious truth.
Amen.
The word of God cuts in any direction. The word of God, as revealed in the scripture and teaching of the living prophet, is versatile and applicable in many situations for our blessing or condemnation, for edification, for inspiration.
Amen.
We're talking about the word of God for instruction or chastisement.
Yes.
And as we treasure up in our minds continually the words of the life, the words of life, the word of God is also quick, as the scripture tells us, and powerful, lively and active.
Amen.
As we share it with others and apply it in our own lives. We're talking about God's word tonight.
Amen.
God's inspired word, God's holy word. Hallelujah. The holy scriptures of our heavenly Father. Some say that the acronym Bible stands for basic instructions before leaving earth. We're talking about these basic instructions that you need to incorporate in your lives day to day. Scripture teaches us also that we are to live by every word. That's to be our life source.
Amen.
Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We've been gifted, saints, with these weapons of spiritual warfare, not to be used in a passive manner. Sometimes you're called to rise up for in a time such as this, when spiritual warfare, when the enemy tries to throw his devices and tactics and schemes and cause you to get twisted and caught up in them. But by the grace of God, we have an arsenal. We have an arsenal of spiritual warfare.
Amen.
That includes in the presence of our God. That includes the word of God. That includes the name of Jesus. Praise God. We've been gifted by God with these powerful weapons of warfare. warrior.
Yes.
We must become proficient at using these weapons to destroy the devices of the enemy. We must stand with assurance. The word of God says, having done all to stand, stand. We must stand with assurance, knowing that these gifts of God are more than efficient to overcome all the powers of darkness.
Amen.
Praise God. In the upcoming sessions, we will discuss the last seven additional spiritual gifts, which are the blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, enduring faith that moves mountains, the power of prayer and fasting, the power of praise and worship, the tongue, the tongue, which holds the power of life and death. And then we're going to discuss in detail the whole armor of God.
Amen.
I pray that this message be a blessing to you, that you continue to tune in, that you continue to recognize your weapons of spiritual warfare and use them to be able to help to defeat the powers of the enemy. Praise God. I'm going to turn this mic back over to Pastor Jasper Whitehurst.
Amen. Praise God, Pastor Constance. Thank you for that holy divine word, the word of God, the word of truth. Thank God for that. Amen. What a
Amen.
Powerful word we have on today. Amen. Topic was, it's okay to be a little violent sometimes. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. She broke it down from the Old Testament, New Testament, the word of the living God. Amen. We thank God for knowing God's word, to know that God has given us spiritual tools to use against the hand of the enemy. Amen. The battle is already won in Christ Jesus. Amen. Only in Christ you are able to receive these tools, the spiritual tools to defeat the enemy. Amen. And not only that, he go before you. He go before you at any given time. But the woman of God elaborate on knowing the things of God, knowing the tools, she gave us three things. Amen. The presence of God. Number two, the name of Jesus. Number three, the word of God. So he broke that down, praise God, explaining to you need salvation in Christ first. You need to be in Christ first, knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Maybe use those weapons of warfare against the enemy, amen?
Amen.
But we thank God that God is undefeated. And Jesus defeated the enemy, praise God. If you are in Christ Jesus, and we can do the same. So we're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, amen, more than overcomers in Christ. So use those weapons God has given to us. And she broke those down, the combination of those weapons, according to the word of God, amen, that you, know, you are the temple of the living God, praise God, and dwell in you is the Holy Spirit. You ought to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, praise God, and believers in Christ, praise God. Take a stand against the enemy and keep on the whole armor of God. God never said take it off. He said keep on and put on the whole armor
right.
of God Almighty. Amen.
Right.
Because the enemy is there all the time. He don't take no holiday. He ain't on no Labor Day, no holiday. He's there all the time, praise God.
Amen.
And he can be against the people of God. But thank God that
God gives us
spiritual repertory to fight against the hand of the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. If we need to bow every tongue, shall confess. In Jesus' Lord, praise God. The power in the name of Jesus. Power, there's no name, no other name which you can be saved, but in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Yeshua, the name of the Son, the living God, praise God. And she broke that down unto us. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. We thank God for the opportunity to sharing his word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and open up our lines or the opportunity
yes.
for our lines for our listening audience
Amen.
To share with your comments and share again in the study of this word tonight. We're talking about it's okay to be a little violent sometimes. And we're talking about holy violence.
Yes.
That
yes.
violence influence that the Word of God talks about, that it's okay to be able to raise up and use the weapons of our warfare against the powers of darkness. Hallelujah. Praise God. If there is one tonight that would like to share into the study of this word, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad at this time. We would love to be able to hear your comments. Hallelujah. Praise God. If there are those that have any prayer requests or testimonies,
amen.
Hallelujah. We welcome your testimonies as well.
Yes.
Caller, your last 4 digits are 4848. We welcome in Ms. Minister Hilton Britton to the
God.
Program.
Yes.
Go right ahead, my bro.
Praise the Lord. I just want to give a personal testimony regarding standing up and standing in violence or having a spirit of violence, holy violence, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For the Lord.
Amen.
You both Pastor Jasper and you know that February 14th, my wife had a medical emergency, which it was very serious. Her life was threatened. She was in the hospital for 5 days. During that time, one night, you know, the enemy is called a prince of darkness. Anyway, I had to be available for her to stand with her to just a guard, to be a watchman over the wall while she was going through this as her support, as a strength. And anyway, one night about 3 a.m, I was sitting in this chair. In this chair, I started having this excruciating pain, pain in my back. And it was sharp, like electricity shooting through my body. And it was debilitating, and I couldn't stand, and I couldn't move. And I had to get on the floor. I was trying to straighten out to eliminate the pain. But I could not get rid of this pain. The Spirit of the Lord rose up in me and told me to stand up and begin to pray. I began to bind and loose that spirit that was attacking me at that time in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. And a holy boldness came upon me. And I began to stand up and walk and just begin to resist that thing in the name of Jesus and to bind it by the blood of Jesus. And, of course, I began to speak in my holy language by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I began to walk. And the Lord told me to walk. And as I walked, I began to march and step boldly. And, again, speaking the word of God over myself and against that spirit that was attacking me. And it took me about 10 minutes. And the thing just broke over me. It broke. And that was by the power of God. As I began to stand, resisting that devil in the name of Jesus, declaring the word of God against it by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of God, by the word of our testimony, we prevail against all the powers of darkness. And I thought it was interesting, again, it happened at night in the darkness, in the still of the night. But we must stand, and we must declare God's word by his Holy Spirit and in a spirit of violence, and by faith, we resist the temptation in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Hilton, for that powerful testimony. I was listening as he was speaking, and the word of and the Lord just dropped in my spirit that immediately when something like that begins to happen, the enemy will cause you to try to fear. But we have to recognize that fear is in opposition to faith. And so as my brother said, that he stood up, that the Holy Spirit told him to stand, having done all to stand, and began to declare the word of God and speak and plead the blood of Jesus Christ be able to speak in his holy language. And these are the things that God, we know what the word of God, those that have spent time in God's word, you understand what you need to do. And so when these things come, because they will come to try to war against you.
Yeah.
to try to do what the enemy does to steal, kill, and destroy.
But God,
when you stand on God's word, as my brother did, when you begin to speak the word of God, when you begin to declare the word of God over your situation and circumstance, you can be for sure that God is there. He's going to show up on your behalf as he did for Minister Hilton, praise God.
Amen.
And deliverance, hallelujah, and victory, it does come, hallelujah. We give God praise. We give God praise. Praise God. Caller, your next person is caller. Your last four digits are 0400. That's Mother Pat Gallo. Come on, Mother Pat.
Right,
praise
there,
God.
Pat.
Come right ahead. Go ahead.
Amen. 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 Oh, I'm telling
amen.
You, this was a good teaching, a very good teaching. Because sometimes we don't realize that we have the power. We have the power to defeat the enemy. And I thought about
a little story
I heard. And when it comes to we are more than conquerors through the blood of Jesus, we are overcomers. And we overcome that devil by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. And the more we let him know where we at and what we stand for, he got to go. He can't say nowhere around us. He got to go. And one of the things I thought about was this little story. This man was in a competition. And the competition was that he was going to get $1 million for this fight. Well, he won the fight, okay? And he got the $1 million check. But when he got home, now he was the conqueror, okay, because he won it. But when he got home, he signed the check over to his wife, and she said, I'm more than a conqueror. She got it all. That's what God does for us. He already won. He already did.
Right.
But then we become the more conquerors. We are more than conquerors through his blood, what he's done for us. And I mean to tell you, when you have the Holy Ghost, you can't sit still.
Amen.
Oh, no. You cannot sit still. You use that word against that devil, and he got to go.
Right.
He cannot stay. He
got
to go. And brother, thank you. Thank you for your word, your encouragement, your testimony.
Yeah.
It's just like an agreement. We in agreement with this word. And when we in agreement with the word, God's word not going to return to him void. He's going to send that word. He's going to do what he say. And that's it.
Yeah.
You can just relax. Like somebody said, don't be anxious. Take a chill pill. Amen. Take a chill pill. You're in the blood. You're in the blood. You're under the blood. You're sealed by the blood. You got the word.
Yeah.
You got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Like I was just reading a little thing. It says, the devil ain't got new tricks. He only got new faces when he try to use against God's people.
Amen.
But he can't win. He can't win. Okay, I'm through.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise
God.
Look, I'm going to say I'm through. I'm hot over here. I am so hot that the Holy Ghost is just, ooh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
okay.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh,
hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you so much, Mother Pat Gallo. We thank you for that. That's right. We have to be able to stand and knowing that no matter what, praise God, that the enemy is already a defeated foe. Oh, yes, he is. God's got this. And when you use all of these powers of the spiritual arsenal that God has given to you, he can't stand. Absolutely, he's got to flee.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Caller, your last four digits are 6769. 6769. Go right ahead, please. Hallelujah.
Praise God tonight for the word of God.
Amen.
Can y'all hear me tonight?
Yes, go ahead, Elder Slayhawk.
Okay,
yes. We can.
Just as I was coming on the broadcast, I got a telephone call saying that one of the young men that used to come to to the Bible studies at the church, him and his girlfriend and his baby were shot, and baby was shot, and his girlfriend is in critical condition. And it just, you know, it just really just shook me, you know. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to just get on the bed and cry and just tie myself to sleep, you know. And then the Lord said, no, no, go on the radio. I got a word for you. I know you're getting half of the word, but I got a word for you. And he did. He had a word for me. And the word that I received was, you know, that these tribulations are going to come. These trials are going to come. Satan is trying to do everything he can to discourage the children of God. But he is a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to go back to the pit of hell from which he has come. And so I just say, Lord, I said, you are in control. And I thank God for the word tonight, because the word is like a, you know, a sword. And I thank God that this young man had an opportunity to have the word in his life. And I, you know, and I just pray for him and his family. And, you know, and I just ask y'all to continue to pray. We called him Ray Ray. And he was just 25 years old. And, you know, and I said, Lord, you know, just be with his family. And I know y'all didn't know the word of prayer. Y'all pray for his family because, you know, things happen, but God is in control. You know, I don't ever want to say that Satan is in control. God is in control, and that God does not make any mistakes, you know, and he's in control. And I just thank God tonight for the word of God and I came across this scripture that says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I just thank God for that, you know, because as these things are going to, you know, Satan keeps trying to bring these trials and tribulations, but we just hold on and be strong, you know, know that God is able to keep us, you know. God is able to give us the strength and the peace that we need. And so I thank God tonight for the brother's testimony about how God touched his body, because he touched my husband's body the same way. My husband had the same problem that he did. And the Lord touched his body and healed him from that back problem. And I thank him, you know, for that. I thank him for the dear sister, you know, who talked to, that encouraged my heart. My heart has been encouraged tonight. And I just thank God tonight for the word of God, for the people of God. Please continue to keep me and my family in your prayers.
Amen. Praise God. We thank you, Elder Strayhorn.
Amen.
There's no time like the presence for prayer. So right now I'm looking at the audience. If you would bow your heads with me, we're going to pray for the family of Ray Ray and pray for the family of his girlfriend and all, and the baby and this entire situation, Lord God.
Yeah.
We just lift up the family to you right now, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you heal wounded hearts, Father God, that you wrap your loving arms around them, Heavenly Father, and know that you are nigh, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We rebuke the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that we know that we can stand on your word, trust in you, Lord, and that even when we don't seem to understand, Father God, we know, Lord God, that we can trust your hand, Father. Trust to know, Heavenly Father, fail, Father God, that you never leave us alone, Lord God. So we give you all the praise. We speak peace to the mind, hearts, and spirits of every person, Lord God, that this situation may have touched, Father God. We love you, Lord. And we know that you love us, Father God. We give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory, Lord, that your will continue to be done, Lord, in the lives of your people, Heavenly Father. Now, Lord God, as we're getting ready to part from one another, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we continue, Heavenly Father, to join in unity, Lord God, under your spirit. Go with our listeners, Father. Protect them. Keep them safe, Father, from all hurt, harm, danger, incident, accident, sickness, and disease, Lord God. And protect them from the wiles and the temptations and the devices of the enemy, Father God. We love you, Lord, and we give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And we ask these things in the name, yes, Lord, that's above all names. And that's the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we give you praise, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We pray, Lord, that you all be able to join us back here next week by the grace of God for our sweet hour of prayer program, where we will be praying for one complete hour for our families, communities, churches, nations, and for this world, God. And then on the following Monday, we will continue with this message on the study of the weapons of spiritual warfare on October the 11th. Go forth and be blessed. And to God be all the glory. We love you all. Have an awesome week. God bless.
Thank you.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Praise. what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Let's take it up one more time. Every praise. Come on, everybody. the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.